brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radio listeners, I'll be giving you play-by-plays here. We've got live feeds at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got, I don't know, 100 or more people down there marching at South by Southwest, the big multimedia conference, one of the biggest in the world, that is funded by the World Bank. Seriously, go to their website. It's the main underwriter. And Bloomberg, and the whole thing's anti-gun, police state, anti-free speech. So we're down there talking to the trendies, and we're going to continue to talk to Jakari and Leanne for another 20 minutes. But, hey, it's not too late. You can march on Saturday, 11:30, San Jacinto, down Congress. That's going to be even bigger. This is how we fight back against the tyranny. Jakari, we haven't talked to you in 30 minutes while we were interviewing Kathleen Willey. Give me your take on what's happened since then, Jakari. That's so loud, he can't hear me. Give us a report, Jakari. See if you heard that. This is Houston to Cape Canaveral to...
You guys turn me up.
Yes, Jakari, can you hear me?
Okay, so we're out here. We've moved down to 6th Street. We'll go to the convention center here in a few minutes. You can see all these patriots out here, Justin, Cargill, all the normal names you know in the state of Texas for your open carry rights, for your gun rights, your Second Amendment rights. We got some great people. Let's talk to some people. Texas George. Texas George. You guys know Texas George. He was there the day Mike Martinez said he wanted to make the gun ban legitimate. Going up here to Texas George and tell us, what do you think about this rally today and what spurred you to come out here in the first place?
Well, I'll tell you what. I love seeing all the people out here this wonderful day in Austin, Texas, supporting the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is actually, in my opinion, is number one of the amendments. If you lose that, you lose all the rest of them. That's the one that gives you the ability and the strength to support and keep your other amendments.
That's right. Now, Texas George, let me ask you, because you were the guy that Mike Martinez, the Austin City Council member, pointed out. He said, sir, you're out here with your sign. You're out here begging for attention. We're going to make your sign legitimate shortly. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, their whole deal there that they were trying to do fell flat. And I'd just like to say to Mike, how do you like me now, Mike?
Yeah,
because
right.
That deal did not fly that they were trying to do. And I don't think the good people of Texas will ever allow guns to be restricted. All it takes for a bad guy to be stopped is a good guy with a gun.
That's right. Thank you, Texas George.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
All right. And that's what's on going on out here.
By the way, Jakari, Texas George, I've been seeing Texas George for 20 years before I was even on air at gun rallies.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've seen him several times. He was there at the Alamo, as well as many other these people, these great patriots. Let's talk to this guy. He's out here with his son. Sir, you might have given us a word. So you came out here with your son. Is this a school day, or what's your son doing out here?
No, this is spring break, sir. And we actually went down to the fluoridation protest back in January with Ms. McAdoo, and my son was down there as well. And unfortunately, they voted unanimously not to take the fluoridation out of the water. And we were
control freaks.
So I brought him out here to let him know that exercising his rights and protest is an obligation.
It's a good pop-up.
For each generation. And if we don't stand up and exercise our rights, we will lose our rights. Our First Amendment right protects our Second Amendment right and vice versa. And I just wanted to get this little man out here today to let him know that there's a lot of freedom lovers out here and there's a lot of people that are very safe with their firearms and we can't protect our families. We deserve to be able to protect our women, our children.
Let me talk to you, son. So you came out here today. Do they teach you about the Second Amendment and your right to bear arms in school?
No.
What do they teach you about?
They only teach me... They really only teach me about...
Go ahead.
They only teach me about voting and social studies.
Social studies, that's
communism.
That's all you get.
We got to go to break. Great job. When we come back, I want to talk about trendies. I want to go talk to the South by Southwest zombies. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. The body's burning.
Yes, the war machine keeps turning.
The war machine keeps turning.
Death and hatred.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Banner. Says it all. Political poetry before Ozzy Osbourne blew his brains out with drugs.
Politicians hide themselves away.
They only started war.
They only started the war.
Treating people like pawns in chess.
Why should they go out to fight?
Treating people like pawns in chess, folks.
A time will tell them they have power and might. Making war just for fun. Treating people just like pawns in chess.
Wait till their judgment day comes.
Wait until that judgment day comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kari Jackson. We take you now live to the Central Texas, infested by Bloomberg, World Bank, Finance, anti-gunners. And Ja'Kari Jackson is interviewing a ground drone controlled from California, rolling around brainwashing people. Ja'Kari Jackson, tell us about the robot controlled by a humanoid.
Okay, miss, now, I don't know if you could see behind us, but we had a large crowd of people armed with their firearms, their long guns strapped to their back. What do you think about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms?
Oh, you know what? I'm on the clock. I'm probably going to plead the fifth on any of that.
Okay, she's going to plead the fifth. At least she knows one of her rights, which is very good. Well, we'll continue on. We're moving down here.
Let's go back to the robot briefly. That's interesting. Ask the robot if we will be assimilated.
Okay, if I can just ask you one final question, miss. Do you think the human population will be assimilated?
I hope not.
You hope not. Okay, good.
Ja'Kari, I think she likes you. Now, listen, let's go back to her. Ask her her name.
That wouldn't be too bad.
Get her to tell us about the robot.
Okay, can you tell us about your kiosk that's rolling away right here? I'll try to keep it steady. What's the kiosk about?
So, yeah, it's called a Beam, and it's a remote presence device, and it's designed to allow a person to be two places at once. So like I said, I'm in Kansas City, but I'm completely controlling this device from my desk here. I've got just a regular webcam, and I'm controlling it using the arrow keys on my keyboard.
By the way, I'm thinking about moving out of Austin and broadcasting from somewhere.
I can roll around and gripe
at people. That actually, I could have little Daleks in multiple offices call people into the conference room and fire them over the robot. I'm joking. I'm telling you, I actually may want to buy one of those. Ja'Kari, would you like it if I worked from home and the robot came in and I talked to you over that?
I don't think you would actually have the will to stay at home, Alex. You like being in the studio no matter what.
I guess you are right, Ja'Kari. But I'm telling you, it does have some obnoxious applications, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can drive it around, I guess, City Hall or someplace and scream at the politicians.
Ja'Kari, let's go talk to some of the South by Southwest people. What's happened? Sure. Have any of the trendies?
Right around here, we got a large crowd coming by.
Have any of the trendies freaked out to see people with guns?
No, we haven't met anybody who's freaked out with guns. We've actually lost our crowd, Alex, so if we can get closer to the crowd. We can ask
yeah, let's do that, because here's what I want. I want his trendies walk by looking at their smartphones. I want you to say, hey, that man has a gun. What do you think?
Okay, very good. Hey, excuse me, sir. Are you concerned?
No.
Okay. Excuse me, guys.
He's too trendy.
Are you concerned at all that these guys have guns over here?
What?
Are you concerned at all that these guys have guns over here?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Ask him why.
Austin here.
So, well, why are you not concerned about these guys with all their firearms?
Well, I mean, if they're using them properly, then why should I be concerned?
Exactly. Can we see a shot of the trooper on his shirt, please?
Thank you, sir.
No, the trooper on his shirt. I must look at it.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. If I get one shot at your shirt right there.
Oh, that's not the trooper, but that is Eddie. Okay.
That's it.
I don't think Eddie needs a gun.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, move up here to the crowd, Alex.
All right, yeah, let's go talk to the crowd.
Hey, Cody. Hey, Alex, you know, Cody Wilson, we're broadcasting live.
You watching InfoWars?
Yes, we are.
There's a battle on for your mind.
Hey, you're the inventor of the 3D printable gun?
Brains over there. There's some liberals I was hanging out with last night saying, look, man, I saw people walking around with, like, bugging, like, machine guns and stuff.
Thanks, bro.
We can't have Cody Wilson on. He does that in studio, too.
Yeah, that's Cody Wilson. He was the printable gun pioneer. Also did some stuff with Bitcoin, but he's known largely for his printable gun work.
And then people hear us delay people on the radio, and they go, Alex lied and said that guy was cussing. I didn't hear it.
Yeah,
we delay it out.
Go find it someplace else, but, you know, we're trying to keep it a PG for the audience. We'll move up here a little bit more.
This is a PG family show.
Yes. Excuse me, sir. What do you think about all these people with guns?
It's fine.
All right.
Listen, Ja'Kari, let me tell you what I found out.
Yes.
Again, I went out with the cast of Silicon Valley with Mike Judge yesterday, and a lot of these people had never shot guns. They were from California, and they were literally getting excited and were being possessed by the spirit of Redneck 1776.
Well, you remember when your vanquished foe, Fierce Morgan, went and shot the machine guns. He looked quite happy when he was shooting all those machine guns.
We were sent the raw high-def footage and audio, but my lawyers looked at it. and we decided not to go with it, even though we probably could have gotten away with it. But it was Piers Morgan saying, I want some of these. I want to move to Texas. I want guns. After, because you know, they have full surveillance in that gun range, publicly for everybody's security, as they say. We have high def of Piers Morgan. We have the whole thing. We have when I walk out and they go, we admit you have the highest ratings ever when you were on, but the higher ups don't want you on. We only That's use right. what I was allowed to shoot on my iPhone where he knew I was taping. But no, we have the high def of it. It's all back there on Rob Jacobson's computer of Piers Morgan showing the fact that he really wants guns. And then he's nothing but a hired mercenary. He has armed guards at his house, guys.
Yes,
he lives
was,
in a gated community.
Veritas went there and exposed that he had the firearms, the armed security to respond to his home.
Yeah. So he lives behind armored gates with armed security and has armed security. And, you know, that's fine. You know, I've been to Charlie Sheen's house. He's got armed security. You know, the whole point is that don't take my guns away. You know, not everybody has the money to have armed security at their house, Shikari.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I don't. I definitely don't.
I sure don't.
Yeah, so we're actually at the convention center now, Alex. It's a little light out here as far as the crowd. I'm a little surprised. We came out here a couple days ago for the Snowden deal, and there are many more people than what there are now. But it's still a decent crowd out here.
You got to find where the trendies are nesting. Down off First Street, up there by Cesar Chavez, and right by 35 is normally crawling with trendies.
Yes. Yeah, it's making the rounds here.
Well, our crowd looks huge. How big is it now?
Yeah, we have at least, what'd you say, about 100 people at least, Jeff? At least 100 people. Most of them are armed. Hey, how many people do you think we got here, bro?
You know, I didn't even try to count, but seeing it from back here, it sounds like you're on the right track there.
This is another man concerned about his freedoms, about his personal liberty. Show us what you got here, bro.
This is my second rifle that I've built, full custom all the way, literally at least a dozen brands that I put this thing together with. You know, my own thing. That's the coolest thing about the AR-15.
Totally untraceable.
It is fully customizable. You make it your own. Mine is one of a kind.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, get everybody's take on Bloomberg now trying to restrict free speech on Facebook that's pro-gun. I mean, this guy is an absolute would-be despot.
Yes. Okay, let's move up here. Trying to keep up with the crowd here.
Tried to kill me.
All right.
Position right there.
Yeah, watch out. We got a lot of obstacles out here in the way as we move towards the crowd. Let's ask this. Excuse me, sir. Sir? What do you think about Mayor Bloomberg and his attacks on not only the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment, trying to censor your gun speech on Facebook?
My own words, he's an idiot.
Yeah?
He's an idiot.
Anything more? Would you like to elaborate on why he's an idiot?
Well, you know, he's got all that money, and God only knows where all he got it, but he's using that money to try to take away people's freedoms, which to me is just outright bizarre.
Yes. Well, it's not bizarre. It's, you know, it's pretty standard for people to want you to be disarmed and not have your free speech while they themselves enjoy those same things. Like we see Mayor Bloomberg, he has multiple bodyguards, and when he was approached by a journalist and the journalist asked him, sir, would you disarm your bodyguards? He said, I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. I would like to see him disarm his bodyguards and then come back in and try to take everybody else's guns. The chances are somebody with a gun would be protecting his sorry backside. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well said, Lord Vader.
Yes. So we got some good patriots out here, Alex, some great people. We've talked to some nice people who are concerned about their rights. Sir, what do you think about all these guys with the guns? Come on in. Both of you guys, come on. What do you think about these guys with the guns out here?
It's pretty dangerous.
It's pretty dangerous?
Yeah.
Why would you say that, sir?
Why is it pretty dangerous?
Yes.
No, I'm just being sarcastic. Do you feel how safe it is out here?
No, I feel pretty safe.
You feel you need to walk around with assault weapons?
No, but you see, we have nice people like this police officer here. He has a firearm. And, yeah, what do you think about...
He's a police officer. His job is to serve and protect.
Where are you from, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
From Austin.
You're from Austin, Texas.
He's a warrior ant.
Okay,
we are servant ants.
Would you like to see, you know, people not have firearms? What's your stance on the Second Amendment?
My stance on the Second Amendment is I believe people should have firearms, but they don't need to be walking around with assault weapons.
Hey, ask this ding-dong where he's really from. Now go back to the ding-dong. Ask that ding-dong where he's really from. Where are you originally from, ding-dong?
Are you originally from Austin, Texas?
No, I'm originally from the East Coast.
East
Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay.
Oh, no wonder. Well, go. Hey, listen. You have the highest crime rates there because they restrict the guns, dumbass.
All right, sir. Now, let me compare and contrast that, Alex. Okay, so I'm here with this gentleman. Sir, can we see your firearm? Okay.
Does that scare that little twit?
Before I go to you, sir, you see this man with his firearm. What do you think about this man and his firearm?
What do I think about him?
Yeah. You know about him walking around with the firearm.
I like to live under the mafia in New Jersey with a big fat governor.
I don't think that this is a unsafe place. There's really no need to be walking around the streets with a firearm. Keep it in your house. Protect your home. You know.
Yeah, you don't need to sit at the front of the bus in front of everybody.
First, I'd like to clarify this is not an assault rifle. It is a semi-automatic rifle. So that's one of the common misunderstandings that gets brought up in these conversations. I tend to disagree with my friend here. I think that even though the job of the police is to protect and serve, they can't be with you all the time. You should have the ability to protect yourself, your family.
Courts have ruled the police have no responsibility to protect you.
Yourself from a tyrannical government, which is what the Second Amendment was originally, intended for. Yes.
Sir, do you have any comment to what he just said?
The tyrannical government. What's tyrannical? We're walking around here.
Well, you have the Austin Police Department that has arrested people for jaywalking when they fail to identify. You have people being tased and bastardized.
Every authoritarian regime takes the guns. Hitler took the guns.
It's not encouraging.
Hitler took the guns.
They arrested a man. Excuse me. They arrested a young lady because she failed to identify. But you don't have to identify to a police officer if you're not under arrest.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Tell him you're
the government. You make mistakes.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this. Let's talk about some more things. You say, what's tyrannical about the government? You see the surveillance measures. We have more than 40 cameras downtown that are filming you, without your permission. Are you okay with that?
I'm totally cool with it.
Okay. So are you okay with the Department of Homeland Security? You're concerned about this gentleman and his guns, but the Department of Homeland Security has bought over 1 billion bullets that they can't use.
I'm not necessarily concerned about this gentleman and his gun. I just don't think that there's a need to be.
Bring up history to him, Jakari, about Hitler, Stalin.
Okay, so when you hear the stories, right? So when you hear the stories about disarmament, a confiscation leading to disarmament, there's a lot of talks about how they want you to register your weapons.
I hear stories. I don't know if they're true.
Well, they are true.
What's happening in Connecticut?
Okay, so when you have registration that leads to confiscation. Have you seen? You brought up Obama. Let me ask you, bro.
Okay. Still taking our guns?
Okay. You saw him in the debates with Mitt Romney saying he wanted to ban assault rifles, even though these aren't assault rifles. You saw him in the debate say he wants to ban cheap handguns. You have people such as Ms. Dianne Feinstein who want to ban things for cosmetic features. Come here, sir. Can I take a look at you? If we can turn around and show this gentleman. Okay, now, in the state of New York, they say you can't have this gun because of the pistol grip, but if you change it to more of a butt socket, then that's fine. So they're trying to ban guns for cosmetic features.
They're not banning any guns.
Yes, they are, sir.
It's actually happening. Yes, they are. 30 guys.
No, I'm talking about in New York. I'm talking about New York.
We're not in New York. We're in Texas.
Well, that's still a tyrannical
government. Bloomberg's down here.
For 5 years, Obama has supposedly been banning guns, and guess what? We're all still walking around with guns.
Because we beat his legislation.
That's because legislation failed, sir.
Because we have the Constitution as well. The Constitution protects our right to walk around with firearms.
And walk around with a firearm. And that's
the tyrannical government thing. There were 300,000
Sparta,
people
punk.
That overnight were made into criminals simply by possessing a certain type of firearm. New York is doing the same thing. New Jersey's doing the same
Connecticut,
thing.
Connecticut,
sir. Yes, Connecticut is the one I brought up.
If we had a tyrannical government, we wouldn't be sitting here talking to each other.
They're trying to ban your free speech on Facebook.
I'm walking around free. Nobody's banning anything.
Sir, okay, well, we got to catch up with the crowd. I respect you.
We're freely speaking.
Yes, we
right?
are freely speaking.
So who's banning?
They're trying to ban about Facebook.
Michelle Obama.
Dude, they're not going to ban the word boss.
Well, that doesn't stop them from trying, sir.
That's just making money off of web clicks, creating hysteria. Nobody's banning guns. Nobody's banning free speech.
Nobody? Dianne Feinstein? Joe Biden? Nobody?
No. Nope.
Austin City Council Member Mike Martinez, who said he may want to make the gun ban legitimate?
That's not going to happen.
Well, that doesn't stop them from trying. Well, they say there's no tyrannical government. There are people trying. Even though they try and fail, it doesn't stop them.
They ban the guns in every city they control.
You know what tyranny is?
Are we free? Tyranny.
We are free. We're sitting here talking, having a conversation.
NSA spying. Jakari, this guy's an idiot.
With a rifle, you're free.
Yes, sir, but we have NSA spying, sir. Is that not tyranny?
Awesome.
No knock, warrants where they kick in your door at 3 in the morning and shoot the wrong guy. They come to your house, shoot your dog.
You know what? Okay. Large governments make mistakes.
We have the largest prison population.
Your dog, and that's the wrong house?
Is it a mistake when they come and
ask him if Hitler made a mistake?
Is it a mistake when this guy comes?
Ask him if that was a mistake.
Is that a mistake?
No, it's not a mistake. It's this guy wants to save your life.
Did Hitler make a mistake taking the guns?
Did Hitler make the mistake taking the guns, sir?
What's Hitler got to do with anything?
Stalin.
It's history, sir. Stalin, Mao.
We're in the United States. What's this got to do with Hitler?
So the first gun laws were against black people after the Civil War.
Other countries being repeated here, that has nothing to do with history.
No, we're in the United States.
UN treaty.
What happens in Germany have to do with what's happening here. We're walking around free.
Well, you know, those, they say the people who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. So when you see, the reason I bring this up, you can see these things happen in other countries. And when those same things are attempted to happen here, like you said, many times they do fail. But when they're attempted to happen here, you say that has no relevance.
They say lots of things. They say for 5 years, Obama's been taking our guns. You just saw 30 people walk by with us.
That's because he tried and failed, sir.
That's because we're beating him, dumbass. Excuse me, folks. I apologize.
So you think that the president has enough power to just go ahead and take up?
He obviously doesn't. That's, I understand what you're saying.
He's banning importation.
Basically creating hysteria about nothing.
How are we creating hysteria about nothing?
He wants to deny what's happening so he can take over.
He doesn't. What is an assault rifle, sir?
Nobody's ever going to take those guns. There's 300.
They're now confiscating them in California, Connecticut, and New York.
What are you talking about?
This is Texas.
You keep saying, okay, all right, you said don't bring up. No, let's take it all the way.
We're not going to let the other states fall, punk.
We're not in Germany, but when I talk about a city in the United States or a state in the United States, you say, what does that have to do with anything?
What?
Okay, let's talk about Austin, Texas. Okay. Austin City Council member Mike Martinez said he wanted to make the gun ban legitimate.
Mike Martinez is one individual.
He's
part of Mayors Against gun Illegal Guns.
He's got to do lots of different things. That doesn't mean that's going to happen.
Okay, so, all right, so you.
Here's the deal. Okay. There are too many guns in this country for guns to ever be taken. So you guys can
there you go. There
say, oh, they're going to take this and they're going to take that. And that's never going to happen. It's just, it's impossible. So basically,
well, sir,
1776.
Let me tell you. At Sunnyvale, California, they have banned. No, they have banned. High capacity magazines, you know, magazines that hold over 10
magazines. Excellent. That's great. They probably should ban high capacity.
But you're saying nobody's taking the guns when they're banning your magazines.
That is called making things safer. You know what?
Okay. No, you said nobody. You said nobody. I'm telling you, a city that's happening right now, Sunnyvale, California, and you're saying that it's a good deal.
Are they taking guns?
They're moving towards it. And once again, hold on, bro. Let me tell you, bro. In New York, once again, we're going back to the cosmetic features. They ban guns based on cosmetic features. They say you have to turn in your gun, destroy it, or they can come and get it from you. Is that not confiscating guns?
Are guns legal in New York?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Not all guns. No.
They ban most of them. In New York City, they're banned.
They're saying if you have a firearm with a cosmetic feature like the...
The goal is to ban all the guns.
We take a step to try to make things safer.
Okay.
You did the immediate assumption.
No. We're not safer when you take our guns, jackass.
You're not taking anybody safer by changing a cosmetic feature. It's like saying if you had let me tell you a cosmetic feature. Okay, all right.
I agree with you. All right, sir. But that's just
stupid. We've had a very colorful conversation. I got to catch up with my crew. I thank you for being man enough to talk to us. Appreciate you, bro. All right.
Hey, Jakari, let me say something about that guy. He is the classic. No. So, finish up, Jakari. Go ahead.
I was saying I disagree with almost everything that man just said, but I respect him for staying here and debating with us.
Well, I've said a lot of friendly things as well. But the point is, Jakari, is that that's the classic denial of a fake liberal, is that they always deny all this stuff's happening, but then admit they still want to make us safe by restricting the guns.
You heard the guy, he's like, well, what does Nazi Germany have to do with it? I'll say, okay, what about in Connecticut? What about in New York where they're doing these bans where you have to either turn in your rifle, destroy your rifle, or they can come and take it from you? He's like, well, that's New York. I was like, well, okay, let's talk about Austin, Texas, where Austin City Council member Mike Martinez said he wants to make the gun ban legitimate. Well, that's one person. So every time we bring up the argument, he has some counter-argument to diminish this. And talking about Obama, you know, Obama said in the debates, as I told the gentleman, that he wants to take away AK-47s, he wants to take away things, cheap handguns, and he also hid behind Dianne Feinstein and said he would roll with anything Feinstein said she wanted to do. So and essentially, he is, if not supporting the government, he's at least content to let Dianne Feinstein take your firearm.
Jakari, let me ask you this question. It looks like from what we've talked to, almost everybody's pro-gun down there except that guy. How many people have you, I mean, what's the percentage of people you've talked to that are anti?
That is the first guy I met who was blatantly anti-gun. We met some people who were indifferent one way or the other, but that's the first guy I met who was just blatantly anti-gun. But I do respect him for standing here and debating with us.
Sure, but his denial was disgusting, though.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, Alex. And now I think we've actually lost our ground. That's all right. We'll try to catch up to these guys here in a little bit.
Absolutely. We got the feed up there with Leanne McAdoo. And there she is. Leanne McAdoo, give us your take on what's going on.
Well, it's pretty surprising. Most people, obviously, a lot of people stopping to take pictures, a lot of people trying to find out what we're doing here, but most people are pretty impressed, and they're like, wow, welcome to Texas. And it's like, this is actually nationwide.
Well, Leanne, I think what's happening is that mic, that external mic, is not activated. So we're going to go to break, let you guys work on getting that external mic activated, okay. And then we're going to come back. on the other side briefly with you guys and then get some other important news covered here that we've not gotten to yet that's been breaking up at places like InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, Bloomberg is going nationwide trying to restrict, register, and ban most guns. Their open goal is the abolition of guns. They are training the police as an internal illegal army to take our guns. We have to force a debate about this to show that it's illegitimate and criminal to stop it. They want to grow their plan in the dark.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grew shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time. Every day seems much harder to tell it right from wrong.
Yeah, very beautiful words in this song. Gotta have some other bands redo it. Turn it up a little bit. Our enemy is weak. That's why they always want to say they don't want to fight us while they attack us. Standard enemy operations. Standard military operations.
my part.
And that's why they say, we're not coming for your guns. There's no drones. There's no NSA. There's no tyranny. The IRS has taken old ladies' houses by the thousands this week. Hundreds of thousands every year. They're taking foster kids and doing medical experiments on them, and it comes out in the news and nobody gets in trouble. They're giving kids inoculations that don't protect them and brain damage them on record and kill them. They are committing so many forms of covert tyranny. And then they've got their minions who are part of the system. That guy that Jakari talked to, I don't think he's an evil person or a bad person, but he thinks he's part of the power structure because he's a reasonable guy. He thinks the system is reasonable. He is a helpless, pathetic, weak-minded, dangerous jellyfish. Because in this republic, he can vote to take my rights away. Because this republic is no longer a republic. It is a democracy where two wolves and a sheep can vote on what's for dinner. Now, there's been some new developments, and I want to get Anthony Gucciardi in here in a little while. We set that up earlier, and I don't know if he remembers before the show. I told him I wanted him to pop in. So let's go run around the building and find him as quickly as possible. Because I saw the article up on Infowars.com, and it reminded me that I wanted him on at 1:30. The article is Victory, Connecticut. Cops suspended after calls for home gun confiscation. At first, they were going to suspend the guy that exposed it. Now it looks like, this is breaking, because I wanted to report on what was happening this morning, and now I guess he went and looked into it. And found that a Connecticut police officer was suspended this week after viral reports exposed his public defense of door-to-door gun confiscation. So they were going to suspend the other people involved before, tell them the truth. Now they suspended the other guy. So that's a really good news. But that's because the system doesn't want to stir everybody up. The average cop doesn't want to confiscate guns and knows that guns in law-abiding citizens' hands are lower crime. You heard cops we talked to today in Austin. They don't want to have a debate. The politicos above this. They don't want us to force out the debate the military is being trained to take our guns. They don't want to force the debate that special paramilitary police are being trained to confiscate guns openly. Because then there'll be a debate about it. I know this is elementary. And then we will win. That's why they have to continue to deny, deny. What's the famous Bill Clinton quote about when he would get caught cheating and stealing and raping? He'd say, deny, deny, deny. That's, in fact, there was a tape of it. All you do is you just deny, deny, deny. It doesn't matter if they got you on video doing it. You just deny, deny, deny. There's no NSA. There's no Solyndra. There's no Benghazi. There's nothing going on. Nothing happening. And then he's a swindler. He takes 53%, last time I checked last month, of the hundreds of millions of dollars his filthy charity brings in for little black kids worldwide, you know, Haiti and places. And then he spends it on wide-body jet aircraft fleet, basically, multiple jets, lavish apartment complex, you know, apartments he lives in, penthouses, and paying for his life. I don't have a charity. I don't have some kind of political 501c3. I probably should and do like the Salvation Army, spend 90% of it actually on the charity and 10% pay for administrative. You don't have to spend, you know, 40% of your money paying to the Federal Reserve, wasting money you bring in to fund the operation, then you got to pay taxes on it. Like, we should set up a tax-exempt arm and have our books be public. Because notice the IRS trying to stop libertarian groups and patriot groups and pro-life groups from having any tax exemption. Because if we all go do that, it's over for them. That makes them have 40% more money out of the gates than patriot groups. Because we don't go get tax exemptions. We're like, oh, we're not going to game the system like that. We've got to, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to get with the lawyers and create a tax-exempt arm. Why should I get 40% of the money comes in here? I mean, when I buy equipment around here, I have to pay taxes on it. I mean, I've had years where I didn't pay myself last year. Last year, I lost money because I wanted to put into expansion and crew. Why just put more money in the bank? You know, I have some money there for backup to fund stuff, run the place 3 or 4 months if we ever got totally, you know, shut down by something. That's not very much emergency backup. That's like quarter tank. You're going on a big road trip. But I'm just thinking, why not play their game? Because only they're allowed to really be tax exempt with all their operations. Can you imagine if I had some charity that raised enough money to have a jet and I wasn't giving it to the little black kids? Bill Clinton could be destroyed with this information. The reason I bring Bill Clinton back up is that that criminal, with his criminal wife, we're going to be hearing, oh, you're against her because she's a woman and a lesbian. Give me a break. What a distraction. Can you imagine a woman being attracted to her? I mean, she's like a demonic snapping turtle. I don't mean to get off into that. It's disgusting. I mean, I would not walk. I would run from Hillary Clinton. And I don't mean to get off into that. I mean, it's now reported that she's got a string of girlfriends. We already knew that. And that Hillary is even more of a sex-crazed addict than Bill Clinton. I mean, she makes the Wolf of Wall Street look tame in comparisons with the reports I've been getting. So, getting serious, Anthony, before we go back on the street with Ja'Kari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo, on the Second Amendment case, this story we broke with Mikhail Thalen 3 days ago has become viral and is in the Connecticut news. A lot of stuff's gone back and forth in this. Boil it down. Quantify it for people. Your video reports on InfoWars.com for radio listeners.
Exactly. So we put out this exclusive report. There was a police officer from Connecticut who went out and reached out to us. We contacted him in this exclusive interview, in a text-based interview at first. And he's talking about a police officer in the area who said he would do anything pretty much to go and kick down people's doors to confiscate guns, that he would like to do it to this guy. This guy was actually former Navy, I'm sorry, in the beginning, who contacted us. So he was talking about a local police officer who wanted to confiscate weapons. And this was after the call in Connecticut, after Sandy Hook, to actually go around and start,
And there's a video of other police and firefighters that said they've talked to the same guys.
Yeah, so they were saying this is rampant in the police force, and that orders from the top are saying assault weapons are bad and everything, and many cops are going into a frenzy now, blaming gun owners for Sandy Hook and saying they can't wait to take their guns from home to home, confiscation, kicking down doors.
Which is now happening. If you don't register, they confiscate.
Yes, exactly. So we did this saying, look how insane this is, not even really promoting it. In fact, it was my fault. Mikhail wrote this story, doing a great job, and I didn't even really promote it. And then I wake up the next morning and said 18,000 shares just on Facebook. So it went super major viral, like beyond viral. And that was just on StoryLeak. It's even higher on InfoWars. And then
StoryLeak.com.
Yeah, my website, and it's also up on InfoWars.com. And then I started hearing, Mikhail was texting me over and over, hey, the police force is responding now. Officials are responding. I'm getting messages. They're putting him on leave. They're investigating it. All of this from one piece. And this is now major national news. And it highlights not just the fact that he was put on leave. That's great and everything. That's nothing. There's an internal investigation on this guy. But it's not about him at all. It's not about attacking this individual. It's about attacking the attack on our Constitution and Bill
of Rights. Well, look. If they want to form an army of cops for gun confiscation, A, it's unconstitutional. B, it's out of control. C, man, I'm not looking forward to the civil war that's going to start. And that's what they've geared up for, is to go from Al-Qaeda to Patriots. But they're going to lose. It's going to go offensive once they start to fight.
No, because you think about it.
I mean, I don't want this. I mean, literally, I'm not just up here saying you better watch it. The system wants the two Chinese or Siamese fighting fish to kill each other so Soros and the globalists can come in after the wreckage and reorganize the country. That is the plan, to make Obama part two of Lincoln. And they say that. Will you guys queue up From Russia to Love, the Siamese fighting fish? Go ahead.
I mean, guess who's for gun confiscation? That spineless weasel that Ja'Kari talked to that has no base in anything, has no foundation of knowledge. He's just saying, well, I think guns are bad. Those are the kind of people that...
We don't want them, but they are taking them for safety.
He's like, well, yeah.
No, it's double think. No, they don't take them, except they do take them.
Well, the cop has
it. The NSA is not a problem.
We're slaves. If the cop has it, that's okay. Those are the type of people that are for this. And no wonder we're beating them back over and over again. The real media is succeeding. This is a message of...
Yeah, it's a bunch of coward chicken necks following criminal globalists who are weak, don't have moral high ground. If we just stand up, it's over.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sick of these people. I will not be ruled by a bunch of chicken neck scum.
And it's like you were saying, the real liberals, though, that aren't like that guy, that actually have some foundation. They're like, no, I actually like guns. Second Amendment's good. That guy's a complete weasel. And there's so many people like him. It's actually...
We've been down there, myself, you, and others doing reports, and you saw Ja'Kari. One person out of hundreds was anti-gun they talked to. I mean, these are like people going, I'm liberal, but I bought guns and I like your show. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And I go, it's literally women, men, black, white, old, young.
It's like, why do I like you?
Yeah.
They
identify.
Because they want freedom, because you're not a chicken neck.
They identify with liberalism because they think it's cool, but they're actually on the real media side. They're on the real third party of reality side. They just don't know that because they want to be cool with their friends still who are trendy, and they want to identify as liberal. That's basically what it is. And they don't like Obama, but some of their friends think he's cool because he makes funny jokes on television, so they think he's funny. You know what I mean?
Yes, well, better than those Republicans.
Yeah, exactly. And the Republicans are bad people, but they'll still identify and say, yeah, I actually like the Second Amendment, the Constitution. I actually like liberty. But, oh, I'm not into any of that weird conservative stuff or any of that.
And the truth is, if they want to be Democrats, they should go take the Democrats over.
Yeah.
And make it more like them. The truth is, the establishment has Democrats and Republicans under their control. The only shot we've got is taking over the Republican Party. And we've got a shot at it.
That's right.
We are so screwed if we don't do that. It's going to be civil war. Maybe not this year, maybe 10 years down the road, maybe 5 years. But, I mean, it's all the world financial meltdown is starting. They're going to try to get the guns before that. They can't. They're trying to start wars so they have the political high ground. The people are primitively, after the terrorists hit us, Obama said turn the guns in. I guess we had to.
Well, it reminds me of the Alamo. All of the people with the massive weaponry walking around, holding it, open carry. It was an open carry march in Alamo. We were both there. All those people were really nice and willing to talk on camera and everything and were really centered and interesting. And then we go over to like the three people who were against guns.
The moms against freedom.
Confiscate all, guns. And they were attacking you. The guy was like smacking his wife and telling you to punch him in the face.
Oh, they were starting fights.
The only ones there that wanted to confiscate guns, the only ones there were running up to you, pushing you, trying to fight us and calling us idiots and yelling.
And then they always have news articles. The mean Alex came and did things.
Came and harass them, when in reality they were trying to fight random people. It wasn't even just us. Like, they were just going up and bucking up against people. And those are the only ones that...
But we had it on video.
They're against violence, though.
And then I thought there was more than three people, so there's all these big guys behind them, and I was like, fine, all of you, you want to hit me, go ahead. And like, but you got a gun on you. We'd already put the guns in the truck. I'm like, no, I don't use it. And then I found out those guys were actually our people there.
Yeah, yeah. The crazed wife is actually trying to stop me. He starts, like, smacking her on camera. And you're like, hey, you shouldn't do that. He's like, yeah, I could fight you. And she's like, yeah, he could beat you up. He's like a 65-year-old man. We're like, hey, we don't really want to fight you.
Dude, if he had hit me, though, I was going to break his nose.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's defense. This is actually a parable. Because defensively legal firearm, someone comes in your house, starts punching you in the face, you can use your legal firearm. But the criminals, who are actually the anti-gun people, want to use the violence to offensively attack.
Well, no, look how they're running around saying give it a free speech everywhere.
Exactly. And that guy's like, they're not doing that. They're not banning anything. They're trying to ban the word bossy. They're not doing that. They're trying to ban everything.
People say that's outrageous to have Michelle Obama come out and say we're going to ban the word bossy. People go, that's outrageous. It's meant to be over the top, because if they can get away with that...
Exactly. If they're at level 10, then they can succeed at level 8. So basically, if they have total insanity, they might be able to pass by with crazy. So if ban the word bossy is too much, well, maybe we should ban, the word, Nazi or something like that, because everyone hates the word Nazi. You know what I mean? And then it's like, well, maybe we should ban the word, anything. It could go, it's a slippery, slippery slope, as they would say, but it's beyond that. It's all 1984 style. And you can see the video right now where this crazed anti-gun guy who wants to confiscate your firearms is going up to Alex randomly because we're over there asking him questions, trying to fight him and say, come on, hit me. And there's a part, it might have passed, where the wife tries to stop him. He's like, smacks her away.
Yeah, we already showed that.
Yeah.
That's enough. I think that guy's more like 70. Nothing against people who are 70. Yeah, he was literally trying to get me to hit him. I was like,
old people, yeah.
I'm like, dude, don't hit me, man. And I it's like ridiculous.
And here they are saying they're against violence, having some sob story, which is horrible, whatever, about their relative dying from something. But they were saying, oh, yeah, we're against violence. We want to take guns. Now hit me.
Well, it's like those women out there today. They're like, we're against violence of any type. And I said, what about defensive? It's like,
like hunting. That's the ultimate answer. They don't have facts or foundations or statistics or logic. So instead, they basically use talking points they heard on CNN like 6 years ago that they kind of muddily remember. So they don't really know. So when you ask them a question, they just use talk like, well, you can hunt. They don't actually know anything. If you ask those people, in fact, Jakari should ask them, how many people die a year from assault weapons? How many people die a year from rifles? And they're going to say like 10,000.
From assault weapons, it's like 200.
It's like, yeah, it's like 300 now or something like that.
2%
yeah.
of crimes with guns are with assault weapons.
The DHS put out a memo last year saying, warning the police officers to stop focusing on mass shootings because there's none of them. And
that's all internal.
Yeah.
They know it's a total hoax.
Well, the memo came out, and we did an article on it. It was like 30 people a year die from mass shootings on average or less, and it's not a big deal. They're saying you're ignoring thousands from these rapes and homicides.
It's 167, 168, but then almost all those are gangbangers.
Yeah.
It was like five gangbangers shooting at five gangbangers. They call that a mass shooting.
Well, they were saying the gangbangers are the issue, and to go after the actual real crime, and they were telling the cops, please stop wasting your time on this. People are dying. They had to issue an internal memo because so many people were obsessed with the mass shootings that it was actually diverting their attention from real.
Something's going on here with Leanne. Let's good job, Anthony Gucciardi. Leanne, what are you doing out there with your come and take it, Molon Labe, Made in America, InfoWarsStore.com, awesome shirt.
Trying to make liberty trendy. I am out here showing these people that freedom is trendy and exercising your right is very trendy. I'm trying to get some people. You've got everyone's just kind of standing there with their mouths gaping open. So I'm going to try and get some bystanders.
That guy in the red hoodie looks like a complete space cadet. Let's talk to him.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be mean. He's probably a listener here. Let's talk to him.
Hey there. Oh, no, he doesn't.
Oh, he's ultra trendy.
Ultra trendy. No camera. Even though there's cameras everywhere. They're okay with mass surveillance, but they don't want your camera.
They're just scared when a woman comes over to them. That was the first. Yeah. These guys, they probably only play Second Life all day.
And he was like, whoa.
An actual woman comes stomping over to them. And
yeah.
They get a little intimidated there.
Real life.
Oh, man. I tell you what, stay there, Leanne. We're going to come back to you with a final report on the gun rally to take back Texas from the pig demon, the son of Al Gore, man, bear, pig, the Al Gore dropping mayor. I'm going to get your guns while I have a bodyguard because I'm a big fat gangster, Bloomberg.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
You know, this is a family show, but when you discover a planet, the person that discovers it gets to name it. And the trendies from California that have already helped bring down their state are now invading the South by Southwest. They're renaming the South by Southwest to Planet Dumbass. And it's been discovered in Austin, Texas. It happens 2 weeks out of the year. There's actually a lot of smart people down there, though, and Leanne McAdoo is down there. Where are you downtown, McAdoo? It looks like you found some real trendies in that area.
Yes, we are at the corner of 6th and Trinity right now, kind of right at the tail end of 6th Street.
So 6th and Trinity.
Walking into the wilderness, the wild, wild west out here. I wanted to find out what you guys think about all these guns out here.
Guns?
I didn't even notice the guns.
It's like the people on the subway didn't even have pointing guns at them.
I think more boobs, you know, less guns, and it's pretty crazy. It's pretty intense, but I mean, I think it's a great place to actually protest how you feel and, you know, tell the people. Because, I mean, everyone from all over Texas is here, all over the world, and it's protesting here. It's pretty cool.
Like,
I think it makes sense, but...
Yeah, good. So you're not frightened. You guys are all about Second Amendment rights. Very good. What do you think all these people from California think about Texas when we're out here exercising our rights?
Hell, I don't know. They think we're crazy, but I mean, it's like, it's way different culture lifestyles from California to Texas, so you can't compare our lifestyles and the way we live. Yeah. California is way crazier. Like, I mean, we may think they're crazy in certain things. You know, they can't. We can judge all we want.
Well, California used to be more pro-gun than Texas, more Wild West.
It's two different lifestyles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if the lefties plan on moving here, they better be ready to try and come.
You know, they may not be able to turn it into a blue state like they want. We are going to recruit them. I'm telling you, you take a commie out, have them shoot. They will. I'm telling you, it really works, Leanne.
It's liberating. They get that first.
Hey, let's do some product placement to pay the bills, Leanne. Show folks that awesome shirt. That is the gold foil shirt. It sold out. More came in this week. It is the women's cut, Molon Labe in Greek up at the top, and then on the back, Infowars.com, the Spartan helmet. No one's got a Molon Labe shirt that awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody. We have the best designed by yours truly in the great graphics department. Put my ideas together. That's an Alex Jones design, made in 1776.com, made in America. You can find it at InfowarsStore.com. We have the men's shirts as well. And we will sell out at current sales rates in the next 2 days in the Super Male Vitality because of all the rave reviews you've been hearing. And it may be as much as a month till more of it comes in because we take so hard to get the wet herbs and then concentrate them. It really is a long process and very expensive. So if you want the Super Male Vitality, it is available right now, and the sale ends today, 15% off, InfoWarsStore.com, or go right to the supplement section at InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. In my experience, there's no other male enhancement supplement for just healthiness to block the estrogen mimickers. And women are too high in estrogen, too, according to all the medical reports out there. That's why women really go wild on this. Leanne, I don't even know. I haven't asked you. Have you taken Super Male Vitality yet?
I took a couple of drops there for the first week or so, and I don't know if I want to give my testimony right now.
No, but I mean, is it a real product?
It's definitely real. It definitely works immediately. We'll just put it that way.
Anyways, the whole point is, all right, Leanne, thank you very much. Great job down there. God, guns, guts, and Wonder Woman. Thank you so much, Leanne McAdoo. Who's doing the nightly news tonight? Is it you, Knight, or Jakari?
Tonight will be Jakari.
All right, and then
Jakari Jackson.
And then Fridays are McAdoo Fridays, right? We got it.
Absolutely. Tuesdays and Fridays with Miss McAdoo.
7 o'clock Central with Leanne McAdoo. Tonight, Jakari Jackson, InfoWars Nightly News. Look, I'm out of time. Great transmission for liberty. God bless you all. InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWars Life.